Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. If I said to you, fresh hot pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less guaranteed, you might well recognize that as Domino's Pizza's promotional slogan. But it's really more than just a slogan. It's a USP, or unique selling proposition. Some call it a unique value proposition. Same thing, and it's marketing 101. In its purest form, a strong, compelling USP is the single most important marketing tool you need to promote your product or business. I started out as an advertising copywriter. I wrote ads for TV, radio, newspaper, magazine, billboards. I became president of an ad agency, and I've helped countless clients create or polish their USPs. Let me share with you right now what is a USP, how do you create one, and then give you examples of both lousy and excellent USPs so you can see them in action. To start, what exactly is a USP? Well, here's how I coach my clients. A USP has, at minimum, three vital components. First, it must be a compelling customer benefit, something a customer yearns for, is anxious to have, and is willing to spend money on. Two, it must be unique to you. It differentiates you from competitors, sets you apart. No one else is offering it. And three, it must be provable. It must be built on fact with empirical evidence to support it, not opinionated puffery. Always, always, always tell the truth. Never get caught in a lie or a half-truth. USPs are something you lead with in your marketing. It's at or near the top in a print ad. It's crystal clear in any broadcast ad. And it's on page one of your website. It's not something you hide. I'll see a heading on a website that says, "What makes us different?" That's a USP that I accidentally found after about four or five clicks. No. Don't bury it. Make it prominent, visible, easily findable. Here are some simple idea generators you can use to create a compelling USP. It could be a hidden benefit, an attractive difference in your service, a gift with purchase, inviting payment terms, a unique method of distribution. Maybe it's faster delivery that no one else offers, possibly a celebrity spokesperson who gives you alluring credibility, an exclusive niche you market to, a problem that you solve that no one else does, an engaging difference in your packaging. Could be an ironclad guarantee, or membership in a club, or any combination of these. The very best USPs provide multiple unique benefits to customers, not just one. Let me give you some examples. First, three or four lousy USPs, and then about 20 excellent ones, so you can visibly see the difference. Bulova Watches says, "Time flies, Bulova soars." Man, how idiotic is that? That will not convince me to buy a Bulova watch. When I'm standing at a watch counter in a store and I see Seikos and Bulovas and Citizens and all the premier watch brands, "Time flies, Bulova soars" offers me no compelling reason to pick theirs. They later changed it to "Designed to be noticed." A little bit better because it, of course, has the customer in mind, and most people buy watches for vanity purposes. They like people to notice it. Here's another, Verizon Wireless. "We keep on working for you." To me, that's idiotic because every time you get a dropped call, you think, well, they must have stopped working for you. So why is it idiotic? Because they can't deliver it 100% of the time. Make sure you're that good. My former doctor's office had this sign up: "We are committed to providing compassionate quality care." That was their USP. Oh, really? Well, they often forgot my name, mispronounced it, couldn't find my paperwork, and sometimes got my formulations wrong. That's compassionate quality care? I told the doctor he should take the sign off the wall or fix it. Or any company who says this ridiculous line: "Our mission is to provide a quality product, great service, and exceed customer expectations at all times." Well, yada-da. Every company can say that. That does nothing to separate you. And first of all, when you say quality product or great service, how do you know it's great? How do you know it meets my expectations? And to meet customer expectations at all times, well, how do you even know what mine are? Now let me give you lots of examples, 15 or 20, of excellent USPs, and I think you'll instantly see the difference. I'm going to return to the Domino's Pizza USP, which I illustrated in the beginning. Fresh hot pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed. It's important to point out there are six elements to this USP, and only two of them are unique. Four of them, other pizza restaurants offer too. First, they didn't invent pizza. Second, they're not the only to offer fresh. Third, they're not the only to offer hot. And fourth, they're not the only to deliver to your door. But they are the only to offer 30 minutes or less, and the only to offer a guarantee. Now, they don't use this USP anymore, but when they did, it was killer. FedEx also has a great USP, when it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight. This is what I call an implied guarantee. They don't say the word guarantee, but when you say absolutely and positively, it's pretty strong. FedEx, too, quit using this years ago. I'm not sure why. Kindle, books in 60 seconds, four simple words. Where else can you get books in 1 minute? Well, today and now, you can get them many places. And that's another great lesson about USPs. Some competitors will catch up to you, so you have to always evolve. But when it held, it was pretty compelling. Nutrisystem, America's number one home delivery weight loss company with the glycemic advantage. And of course, they trademarked glycemic advantage, so no one else could brand that. Pretty compelling. Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. In USPs, numbers are always compelling. 15 minutes, 15%, and provable. Scott's Turf Builder. They call theirs the Scott's Advantage, and of course, they trademark that. All food, no filler. We give you 100% nutrition. Bargain brands give you up to 40% filler, sawdust, sand, and gravel. Mako, same quality work as a car dealer, but less expensive and faster. So they speak to quality, lower cost, same speed. Personal financial expert Dave Ramsey has a radio show, and he headlines it with this: where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has replaced the BMW as the status symbol of choice. Boy, do I love that. Here's another one from someone else who's another consumer financial advocate, Clark Howard. He starts his radio show with, helping you save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. 25 years of consumer empowerment. Also very compelling. Dyson Airblade. Now, Dyson is the guy who sells the vacuum cleaners on TV. Of course, he didn't invent the vacuum cleaner. And what he realized was, is they really have a unique airflow system. It's not about vacuums. It's about airflow. So where else could they put their airflow system? Well, hand dryers in restrooms. So the Dyson Airblade is advertised as this: the fastest, most hygienic hand dryer. One, fast, he dries hands in 12 seconds. Two, hygienic, only clean air, and three, energy efficient, no energy-hungry heating element. So they pay it off three ways. St. Jude's Children's Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Four simple words, clear and distinct. Here's one of my absolute favorites. It's an old car that could be converted to an airplane, no longer sold. It's called the Taylor Aero Car, and here's their line. Car to plane conversion can be done by a woman in a fur coat and high heels in 10 minutes. Boy, does that convince you how easy it is? Here's one by a guy who does real estate seminars. He says, come to my seminar and you'll have a stream of checks in your mailbox 21 days from today. Then he pays that off with his proof of testimonials from clients of his who have made $5,000, $10,000, $22,000 less than 21 days after they went to a seminar. Here's another. Tommy John Underwear offers the no wedgie guarantee. Hey, we've all been there. There's a men's clothing store in Toronto called Browns, and here's their USP. A short man's world of fashion, North America's premier shopping destination for men 5'8" and under. Pretty clear. Lexus. Want to buy a pre-owned Lexus? Here's their USP. We have a pre-owned 161-point checklist. Sure makes you think they thought of everything, doesn't it? The Sleep Number bed. There's USP. At the touch of a button, you control the comfort of your bed. It doesn't control you. Renaissance Hotel, plum perfect service. In fact, banquet captains wear plum-colored jackets, and they often have buttons on their jacket that say, "Ask me about our plum perfect service," so they engage the customer. Department store Marshalls, never pay full price for fabulous. And that says two things: quality merchandise, low prices. LifeLock, relentlessly protecting your identity. And here's one of my favorites, and the last one I'll share with you. A house painter who was looking for an edge over other house painters, and here's what he said. "We won't cuss, play loud music, leave cigarette butts in your yard, and we'll clean up our mess." Now, how did he come up with that? Well, he asked his customers what made them hire a house painter. He was shocked to find out it wasn't about the quality paints, it wasn't about expert workmanship, or even finishing on time. It was about how they behaved when they were on site. And those were the things his customers told him that angered them most. So he created that USP. We won't cuss, play loud music, leave cigarette butts in the yard, and we'll clean up our mess. And one final point. Some would argue that the USPs I've just mentioned are merely ad slogans. Well, it's true, they are. But the very best slogans are also USPs. And that's what they miss. And they contain the three critical elements I gave you earlier: compelling customer benefit, unique to you, provable evidence to support it. Put these ideas to work for you to create the USP for your company or product, and I know you'll enjoy greater success. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.